All right, so you're listening because you want to take your e-commerce business up a notch, right? Really connect with customers and see those visitors turn into actual buyers, right? But, and I think this is key, without needing to like tear down the whole thing and rebuild from scratch.
Totally. I think that's the sweet spot for most businesses, and that's exactly what we're diving into today.
Yeah, we're going deep on e-commerce conversion rates, and we're using some really awesome insights from the team over at DoubleDome. What really stood out to me about their approach is they're all about, like, quick wins. Things you can implement without breaking the bank or waiting years to see results.
Totally. Totally. I mean, who has time for that?
Exactly. What we want is for you, the listener, to be able to walk away, I mean, not literally, but you know what I mean, walk away with some concrete steps you can actually start taking right away.
Yeah.
Maybe even this week, but definitely, like, within a few months. The goal. More website visitors becoming customers.
Yeah, it's the dream, right? More sales.
Yeah. Okay.
The dream. So let's jump right into what DoubleDome is highlighting.
Hmm.
They kick things off with something really fundamental. The power of immediate support. It's not just about being available. It's about being available, like, right now.
That's it. And I think what's fascinating here is how customer expectations have really, really changed. You know, back in the day, just having a phone number on your website was enough. That was like the gold standard of customer service.
Call us if you have questions.
Exactly. But, you know, times have changed, haven't they? Data shows that customers today, they want instant answers. Think about it. In our fast-paced digital world, who has the patience to wait on hold or even, like, wait for an email reply?
No one. Absolutely no one.
Yeah.
Even I. Like, how often do you actually pick up the phone to ask a question while you're shopping online?
Rarely.
Never.
Right.
I feel like FAQs are helpful, but they don't always cover those, like, really specific questions or those little doubts that pop up.
Yeah, totally.
And this is where, you know, DoubleDome is really advocating for the power of real-time chat, whether it's through text or even video. It's like, I don't know, it's like bringing that in-store experience to the online world.
I totally agree. Imagine a customer, you know, they're browsing your site and they land on a product page. They're interested, but they have a question, like, about sizing or a specific feature.
Yeah.
Being able to connect with someone right then and there instantly through chat, that can be the difference between them making the purchase or, you know, abandoning their cart.
Oh, for sure.
The stats actually back this up. Businesses that offer proactive chat support see a significant drop in cart abandonment rates. It's about addressing those little hesitations right when they pop up.
Right, right. And they actually talk about how relying solely on email can be, well, kind of inefficient.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've all been there. You send an email and then you wait.
Yeah.
And you wait. Sometimes it takes hours, sometimes a whole day to get a response. By then, the customer might have completely lost interest. That buying impulse is gone. So, really, it seems like immediate support isn't just about customer service. It's a direct sales driver.
Completely.
Now, let's move on to their second point, which is harnessing the power of social engagement.
This one's good.
It kind of builds on that whole idea of real-time interaction, but on a much bigger public scale. DoubleDome really stresses how social media has become this, like, massive, unfiltered space where customers are just, like, sharing their thoughts and experiences, good or bad.
All day, every day. It's like a constant stream of feedback.
Exactly. And it's often those negative experiences that really tend to, you know, make a splash, right? An unhappy customer tends to be a bit more vocal than a happy one.
That's true, unfortunately.
Yeah. But what I really like about DoubleDome's perspective is they see this not as a problem, but as a real opportunity. It's a chance to tap into the collective voice of your customer base.
To listen and learn.
To listen and learn. And more importantly, to engage. So they suggest actively monitoring social media channels. You know, there are all sorts of tools for this. They're called social listening tools. They allow you to track mentions, sentiment, and trends. But the key is to engage. If someone is publicly complaining, don't just ignore it. Reach out. Address the issue directly.
That's huge.
Offer a resolution or maybe even an incentive to, like, win back their trust. Think of it as an opportunity to showcase fantastic customer service. Publicly.
It turns a negative into a positive.
Exactly. And it's not just about damage control either. They also talk about the importance of acknowledging and, like, appreciating positive feedback.
Which we don't do enough, really.
If a customer takes the time to praise your business or a product on social media, don't just let it sit there. A simple thank you or acknowledgement can really go a long way in fostering loyalty and encouraging more of those positive mentions.
It's all about building a relationship.
It's about that two-way conversation.
Ah.
Okay, moving on. Double Dome really puts a lot of emphasis on streamlining the checkout process.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is where a lot of online businesses, you know, they stumble.
Oh, yeah. The checkout is like the final hurdle. It's where so many potential sales can get lost. You've done all this work to get the customer to your site. They've added items to their cart. And then they hit a snag.
Yep. And they bounce.
Gone.
So Double Dome offers a couple of really practical tips to make this process as smooth as possible. The first one is something I think we can all relate to.
Yeah.
They suggest combining the billing and shipping address forms.
Makes sense.
It might seem like a small thing, but it can make a big difference.
It can. Especially, think about it, especially on a mobile device. Having to enter basically the same information twice, ugh.
Oh, the worst.
It's just annoying. It's a classic case of unnecessary friction leading to frustration and ultimately, you know, cart abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is, make it as effortless as possible for the customer. Allow the system to automatically fill in the shipping address based on the billing details with a clear option to edit if needed. Studies have shown that simplifying forms can directly improve conversion rates, especially on mobile where every tap and scroll really counts.
All about those micro interactions, yeah. Right? Making each one as smooth as possible.
Exactly. And then they take it a step further. They advocate for a one-page checkout. Now, this might not be the ideal solution for every e-commerce business, but it has its place.
So when does a one-page checkout really make sense?
It's all about speed and convenience. If you have a lot of returning customers who already have their payment information saved, or if you're selling, you know, relatively simple products, a one-page checkout can be incredibly effective.
Okay.
Double Dome specifically calls this out for stores with lots of repeat customers because it reduces the perceived effort and the number of clicks required to complete the purchase.
So fewer drop-offs at that crucial stage. Makes sense. For returning customers, it's all about getting in and out as quickly as possible. Okay, now let's talk about something that's at the heart of every transaction, pricing. Double Dome really stresses the importance of both transparency and competitiveness in the e-commerce world.
I think transparency is super important these days.
So true. We've all been burned by those hidden fees that magically appear at the last minute, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think you found a great deal and then bam, you get hit with unexpected shipping costs or other charges right before you're about to click buy.
It's the worst.
It's like a punch in the gut.
Totally.
And it immediately erodes trust. So their advice to make your pricing clear, visible, and upfront from the get-go is so important. There should be absolutely no surprises when the customer is ready to check out.
Agreed.
And they go even further. They suggest actively monitoring your competitors' pricing. If you can offer competitive prices, don't be afraid to shout it from the rooftops. Show a clear comparison. It can be a really powerful motivator.
For sure. It reinforces that sense of value.
Exactly. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about an element that can really grab a customer's attention and persuade them to make a purchase. The way you present your products online.
Presentation is everything.
Double Dome really emphasizes the importance of compelling product presentation. And this goes way beyond just, you know, slapping a generic manufacturer's image on your website with a basic description.
It's about storytelling.
Exactly.
It's about making your products come alive online.
So first off, they really advise investing in crafting original, high-quality product descriptions.
Makes sense.
You know, it could be tempting to just copy and paste what the manufacturer provides.
Mm.
But Double Dome warns against this for a couple of key reasons.
Like what?
Firstly, Google and other search engines, they're not fans of duplicate content.
Right.
So if you're using the exact same description as a ton of other retailers, it can actually hurt your search engine rankings.
Nobody wants that.
No. But more importantly, compelling, unique descriptions are simply more engaging. They tell a story. They highlight those key features and benefits in a way that connects with your target audience.
Yeah.
And that can really translate into higher conversion rates.
Totally.
They also talk about the visual aspect, which is, you know, maybe even more important online because customers can't physically touch or examine the product.
Absolutely.
So what kind of advice do they give when it comes to product visuals?
Well, they really emphasize the need for multiple high-resolution images from various angles.
Yeah.
Give the customer a 360-degree view. And this next piece of advice, I love this. They suggest showing the product in context.
Oh, yeah, like actually being used.
Exactly. They give this great example of a lamp. Instead of just showing a picture of the lamp against a plain white background, show it on a bedside table in a fully furnished room.
I love that.
It instantly gives the buyer a sense of scale. How big is it? How does it look in a real setting?
They can picture it in their own home.
Exactly. It adds a layer of relatability. It helps them visualize owning and using the product.
And finally, Double Dome touches on something that has become absolutely essential in our mobile-first world, responsive website design. It might seem obvious in 2024, but it's still worth emphasizing.
It is, yeah.
Why is this so crucial, even today?
Because people are shopping on their phones more than ever.
All the time.
If your e-commerce store doesn't provide a seamless, user-friendly experience on mobile devices, you're missing out. People are browsing on their smartphones, on their tablets, on their commutes, in their downtime.
Yeah.
If your website isn't responsive, meaning it doesn't adjust to different screen sizes, it's going to create a terrible experience.
Frustrating. And a frustrating experience leads to what?
A quick exit.
Exactly. They're going to click away and find a competitor whose site works flawlessly on their phone. It's a major barrier to sales and can lead to a lot of missed opportunities.
It really is table stakes these days.
Absolutely. So to sum it all up, what's the key takeaway from Double Dome's insights?
I think the overarching theme is a focus on the customer experience, making every interaction as easy, as convenient, and as transparent as possible.
Yeah.
From offering real-time support and engaging on social media to streamlining the checkout process, being upfront about pricing, presenting products in a way that really sells them, and ensuring that mobile experience is top-notch, it's all about the customer.
And the best part is, these aren't massive undertakings. These are relatively quick wins that, you know, according to Double Dome, can lead to real noticeable improvements in your conversion rates.
And quickly, within weeks, or definitely within months.
So that's the challenge we leave you with today. Look at these key areas: real-time support, social engagement, a streamlined checkout, transparent pricing, killer product presentation, and an awesome mobile experience.
Think about which of these tactics you can realistically implement first. Which one will have the biggest impact on your bottom line?
Take a fresh look at your e-commerce site. Put yourself in your customer's shoes. Are you making it as easy as possible for them to buy from you?
That's the question.
And with that, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
And until next time, keep those conversions high.
Keep them high.